What's up, everybody? This is your main man, Tyler, here with the Around the Bases podcast. Sorry I missed last week. My episode got cut off because my computer restarted, so I only would have had half of my original episode out there, so decided to just scrap the plan altogether last week. But we're back now, recapping week 10 of the collegiate softball season. I'm recording this part before Wednesday's games, so then we'll record the second half after Wednesday's games have been played. So, the Week 10 recap starting last Thursday, the only game of note, Brooklyn Schroyer's 12-strikeout no-hitter led Fairleigh Dickinson to the 3-0 victory at Lemoyne. Friday, Raley Brabham's 12 strikeouts weren't enough in Coastal Carolina's 5-2 loss to App State. Iowa State stunned Oklahoma State at home 2-0 to open their series. Arkansas opened their series at South Carolina with a 4-3 victory. Michelle Chatfield's 2 home runs, 5 RBIs led Virginia Tech to the 12-2 6-inning victory over Boston College. Missouri opens their home series with Florida with a 6-3 win. Kentucky stunned Georgia at home to open their series with a 7-5 victory. Amina Vega's double home run, 5 RBIs led Duke to the series opening 13-9 victory at Clemson. Louisiana rolls to the 7-0 victory at Texas State to open their series. Auburn opened their series at LSU with a 3-2 victory. Mississippi State crushed Tennessee 9-1 in 5 innings at home to open their series. Nigeri Kanade's 10 strikeouts in 5 innings led Stanford to the 8-0 6-inning victory at Oregon State. North Texas took the home series opener over Florida Atlantic 4-2. Charlotte combined for 12 strikeouts in their 10-5 victory at UTSA. Mara Moore's 10 strikeouts led Tulsa to the 2-1 victory over East Carolina. Ella Gonzalez's double home run, 5 RBIs led Northern Colorado to the 9-1 victory over Weber State in the first game of a doubleheader. Maya Johnson's 10 strikeouts led Belmont to the 4-2 victory over Missouri State. Western Kentucky stunned Ole Miss and Oxford 3-0 to open their series. Texas absolutely smashed Baylor 14-1 in 5 innings in Waco to open their series. Taylor Gilmore's 10 strikeouts led Fresno State to the 3-2 victory at Boise State. Primrose Aholele, her 12 strikeouts led Texas A&M Corpus Christi to the 4-2 victory at Lamar in the first game of a doubleheader. BYU stunned Oklahoma in Norman 9-4 to even their series. Arizona opened their home series with Oregon with a 7-5 victory. And UCLA opened their home series with Cal with a 3-1 victory. Now, unfortunately, UCLA-Cal, the rest of their series got rained out, so they only got to play one game, which is kind of disappointing for two in-state rivals. But sometimes that's just how the Mother Nature rolls. But anyway, moving on to Saturday. South Carolina evened the home series with Arkansas with a 2-1 victory. Alabama opened their home series with Texas A&M with a 2-0 victory. Duke clinched the series at Clemson with a 4-3 win. Missouri clinched the home series with Florida thanks to a 5-2 victory. Iowa State pulled off the upset of the weekend, clinching the home series over Oklahoma State with a 5-2 victory. Georgia evened the series at Kentucky with a 6-4 win. Texas clinched the series over Baylor with a 9-6 win back home in Austin. Ainsley Munoz's home run, 5 RBIs led Northwestern to the 12-1 5-inning rout of Maryland. Louisiana clinched yet another conference series with a 6-0 victory at Texas. Tennessee evened their series at Mississippi State thanks to a 6-1 victory. Florida Atlantic evened their series at North Texas thanks to a 6-4 victory. Tulsa combined for 12 strikeouts in a 5-2 loss to East Carolina. Peyton Pipkowski's 17 strikeouts led Loyola Chicago to the 4-0 victory over St. Bonaventure in the first game of the doubleheader. Andy Bronowitz's no-hitter led Loyola Chicago to the 4-0 win in Game 2 over the Bonnies. Julia Petty's no-hitter led Central Arkansas to the 8-0 5-inning victory over North Alabama. Cassie Norris's two doubles, five RBIs led USC upstate to the 14-1 five-inning victory at Presbyterian in the first game of doubleheader. Peyton Kinney's 15 strikeouts and seven and a third innings pitched weren't enough for UConn in their 2-1 loss to Creighton. Lyric Moore's double home run, five RBIs led Kansas to a wild 15-12 victory at Texas Tech. Sona Halajan's double home run, five RBIs led Central Florida to the 11-0 five-inning victory at Houston. Oregon even their series at Arizona with a 5-2 victory. Elena Escobar's 10 strikeouts led Liberty to a 5-1 victory at Middle Tennessee State. Ainsley Forbush's 2 home runs, 5 RBIs led Ole Miss to the 11-3 6-inning victory over Western Kentucky. Anna Reed threw a no-hitter in Harvard's 11-0 5-inning victory at Columbia in the first game of a doubleheader. Willa Ferrer's home run, 5 RBIs led Yale to a 9-6 victory at Penn in the first game of a doubleheader. Melissa Holzapfel's 15 strikeouts led Cleveland State to the 3-1 victory at Detroit Mercy. Elena Jones' 15 strikeouts led Purdue Fort Wayne to an 8-7 12-inning victory over IUPUI. Kelly Lynch's no-hitter helped LSU even their home series with Auburn in a 2-0 victory. Megan Geese's 12 strikeouts led Canisius to a 7-1 victory at Iona in the first game of a doubleheader. Grace Leto's 10 strikeouts led Central Michigan to the 8-0 6-inning victory over Buffalo in the second game of a doubleheader. Sam Kowalski's 10 strikeouts weren't enough in Sacred Heart's 10-6 loss at St. Francis in the second game of a doubleheader. Brooklyn Schroyer's 11 strikeouts led FDU Fairleigh Dickinson to the 2-1 victory at Merrimack in the first game of a doubleheader. Gabby Herrera's home run, 5 RBIs led Nevada to the 13-0 5-inning victory at UNLV. Hannah Pitt's 11 strikeouts weren't enough in Mercer's 3-2 8-inning loss to East Tennessee State in the first game of a doubleheader. Mackenzie Newcomb's 12 strikeouts led Samford to a 5-0 victory at Furman in the first game of a doubleheader. Kerry Parker's 11 strikeouts led Alcorn State to a 1-0 victory for Mississippi Valley State in a first game of the doubleheader. And lastly, a slightly over 2-hour delay because of bees, no less, resulted in a Utah 10-9 victory at Arizona State. Now, I've seen some weird things before, but a game being delayed because of bees certainly is a new one for me, so that was interesting to follow. Anyway, on to Sunday's action. KC Ricard's 11 strikeouts led Boston University to the 4-0 victory over Holy Cross. Lindsey Grind's 10 strikeouts led Virginia Tech to a 13-4 5-inning victory over Boston College. Tennessee took the series at Mississippi State thanks to a 7-3 victory. Oklahoma State salvaged their series at Iowa State with a 10-2 6-inning victory. Arkansas took the series at South Carolina with a 3-0 win. Texas State salvaged their home series with Louisiana thanks to a 5-0 win. Texas finished off the sweep of Baylor with a 9-5 victory in Austin. Auburn shocked the Tigers with a 3-1 victory over LSU to take the road series in Baton Rouge. Kentucky shocked Georgia at home to take that series with a 6-2 victory. Florida salvaged their series at Missouri with a 3-1 victory. Lisey Campbell's walk-off two-run homer lifted Oregon State past Stanford 6-5. Arizona took the home series with Oregon thanks to a 3-2 victory. Texas A&M even their series at Alabama with a whopping 17-6 victory. Georgia Tech combined for 13 strikeouts in a 5-3 9-inning victory over Louisville at home. North Texas took the home series with Florida Atlantic thanks to a 4-1 win. Charlotte combined for 11 strikeouts in their 9-5 victory at UTSA. Brianna Roberts' 11 strikeouts led Binghamton to the 2-0 home victory over Maine. Ainsley Forbush's 2 home runs, 6 RBIs led Ole Miss to the series victory over Western Kentucky at home in a 12-3 5-inning victory. Hannah Davis's 2 home runs, 5 RBIs led Quinnipiac to the 14-5 victory at Mount St. Mary's in the second game of a doubleheader. Melissa Holzapfel's 11 strikeouts led Cleveland State to a 12-1 6-inning victory at Detroit Mercy. Jaylee Wilson's 3 home runs, 5 RBIs led Colorado State to the 14-3 5-inning victory at Utah State. Medea Groff's 15 strikeouts in 6 and a third innings led Southern Illinois to the 4-1 victory over Evansville. Mayanna McIntosh's 10 strikeouts led Delaware State to the 1-0 victory over South Carolina State. Risa Bajuz's 12 strikeouts led Western Michigan to the 8-2 victory at Kent State. Brooklyn Schroyer's 15 strikeouts weren't enough in Fairleigh Dickinson FDU's 1-0 loss at Merrimack. Duke finished off the sweep at Clemson with a 6-1 victory. Torrey Nisha's 11 strikeouts led South Dakota State to the 3-0 victory over North Dakota State in the Dakota Marker softball edition. And then lastly on Sunday, Riley Nayadley's home run 5 RBIs led East Tennessee State to the 5-0 victory at Mercer. So moving on to yesterday, Monday's action. Only a couple games here. We got Allison Lemoreau's 10 strikeouts led Binghamton to the 3-0 victory over Maine in the second game of a doubleheader. And then Texas A&M took the series in Tuscaloosa with a 9-4 victory over the Crimson Tide. So then let's move to the games that happened today, Tuesday. Ashley Miller's 10 strikeouts led Northwestern to the 4-1 victory over Illinois at home. Virginia Tech takes the first game of the Commonwealth Clash with a 6-0 victory over the Hoos in Charlottesville. LSU takes the first bout with in-state rival Louisiana 4-2 in Baton Rouge. Kirsten Deal's no-hitter led in Oklahoma to the 8-0 six-inning victory over Tulsa. Sierra Simon's double home run 6 RBIs led North Texas to the 15-3 five-inning victory at Texas A&M Commerce in the first game of a doubleheader. Tessa Jewett's 11 strikeouts weren't enough in Western Carolina's 1-0 loss to Gardner-Webb in the first game of a doubleheader. Haley Morrow's 2 home runs, 5 RBIs led BYU to the 10-4 victory over Idaho State. UTA pulled off a stunner in Waco, taking down Baylor 4-3. Eastern Kentucky took down Louisville at home 6-2. Alex Cooper's Grand Slam walked it off for Indiana in a 5-3 victory over Notre Dame. She also had the other RBI for Indiana. Kirsten Eppley's double, triple, home run, and 5 RBIs led Ohio State to a 16-8 six-inning victory over Penn State in the first game of a doubleheader, which Ohio State went on to sweep from Penn State at home. Peyton Lincavage's 2 home runs, 5 RBIs led Rutgers to a 10-2 victory, a 5-inning victory at LIU. Katie Schaefer's home run, 6 RBIs led Tarleton to a 11-0 five-inning victory over Texas Southern in the second game of a doubleheader. Grand Canyon took down Arizona State at home 5-4. Good win at home over a Pac-12 opponent. Brooklyn Schroyer's 10 strikeouts weren't enough in FDU Fairleigh Dickinson's 2-1 loss to Sacred Heart. Risa Bajuz's 13 strikeouts led Western Michigan to the 2-0 victory over Northern Illinois. And lastly, Ole Miss combined for 13 strikeouts in their 6-5, 13-inning victory over Louisiana Tech in the second game of a doubleheader. Now, this is where I'm going to take a break from the episode and come back after Wednesday's games have been played and recap those games for you. And then we'll do the RPI rankings, conference standings, week 11 schedule, and team statistics and individual statistic leaders in the nation. But again, you won't notice it much difference because it'll be spliced together. So stay tuned for the rest of the episode here. We will be back tomorrow night to finish off the rest of the episode. All right, let's dive into earlier today's games. Now that Wednesday has gone and passed from the softball. So, Riley White's 12 strikeouts weren't enough in UMass Lowell's 4-3 loss to Binghamton in the second game of doubleheader. Central Florida picked up a solid 1-0 home victory over Florida Atlantic. Julia Cottrell's double home run 5 RBIs led Texas A&M to the 11-1 five-inning victory at North Texas. Oklahoma State escapes Wichita with a 6-5 victory over the Shockers. South Alabama picks up a great 2-0 victory at Mississippi State, their fourth SEC victory of the year, as well as their fifth over a top 25 team. Kentucky smashed Western Kentucky 12-3 in five innings on the road. Mariah Lopez's 10 strikeouts led Utah to a 3-0 victory over Weber State. Kennedy Shade's double home run 7 RBIs led Indiana State to a 14-0 five-inning victory over Butler. Jessica Walter's 11 strikeouts led Providence to a 7-2 victory over Merrimack. North Carolina picked up a 2-1 victory at Liberty. Tessa Magnanimo's no-hitter led Wisconsin to a 3-0 victory over Minnesota in the first game of a doubleheader. Jess Oakland's double home run 5 RBIs led Minnesota to the 7-3 victory in the second game of that doubleheader. So they split. And lastly, Army combined for 13 strikeouts in a 6-5 10-inning loss to Central Connecticut State, which was the second game of a doubleheader. So let's move on to the RPI rankings. Delaware, very good record, sits 98th. Omaha, 69. Southern Illinois, 68. Grand Canyon, 67. Eastern Kentucky, 64. James Madison, 61. Southeastern Louisiana, 60. Troy, 57. Florida Atlantic, 42. Miami of Ohio, 41. Boston University, 39. San Diego State, 37. South Alabama, 37. San Diego State, 38. South Alabama, 37. Charlotte, 36. Northwestern, 35. Liberty, 31. Penn State, 28. Washington at 25. Virginia Tech at 23. Clemson at 20, Texas State 19, Florida 18, Mississippi State 17, UCLA 16, Auburn 15, Louisiana 14, Florida State 13, Oklahoma State 12, Arkansas 11, Alabama 10, Tennessee 9, Texas A&M 8, Missouri 7, Georgia 6, Duke 5th, LSU 4, Stanford 3, Oklahoma 2, and Texas number 1. And let's look at the conference standings as they look through Monday's games. Grand Canyon is on top of the WAC, which is no surprise there. Florida Atlantic is on top of the American, with Tulsa, Charlotte, and North Texas all tied for second, with Wichita State sitting sixth. It's not a great spot for Wichita State, who was picked as the preseason American champions. Miami of Ohio is on top of MACtion, which is no surprise there. Northwestern's on top of the Big Ten with Michigan in second, Nebraska third, and Penn State fourth. Oklahoma Shockers atop the Big 12 with Texas second, Oklahoma State third, and Kansas fourth. Lehigh and Boston University are tied atop the Patriot League, both being undefeated thus far. Their series coming up here in the next few weeks will determine who is the regular season champ there. Stanford is on top of the Pac-12 with UCLA 2nd, Washington 3rd, Oregon 4th, Arizona 5th, Utah 6th, and Cal comes in at 8th. Duke is on top of the ACC with Florida State 2nd, Virginia Tech 3rd, Clemson, Virginia, Georgia Tech all tied for 4th. Tennessee is on top of the SEC with Texas A&M 2nd, Florida 3rd, Arkansas 4th, LSU 5th, Georgia 6th, Mississippi State 7th, Missouri, Alabama tied for 8th. South Carolina, Auburn, Kentucky tied for 10th, and Ole Miss is last. Villanova is on top of the Big East with UConn in 2nd. Northern Colorado is atop the Big Sky with Portland State sitting 2nd, Sacramento State 3rd, and Weber State 4th, all very close together. And preseason favorites Idaho State are 5th. USC Upstate is on top of the Big South. Cal State Fullerton is on top of the Big West with Long Beach State in 2nd and Cal Poly 3rd. Delaware, I mentioned, with a really good record, is leading the CAA with Campbell in 2nd and UNC Wilmington 3rd. Liberty's on top of Conference USA. Youngstown State is on top of the Horizon League with Oakland in 2nd. Southern Illinois is atop the Missouri Valley with Belmont 2nd and preseason favorite Northern Iowa 3rd. San Diego State is on top of the Mountain West with UNLV 2nd, Nevada 3rd, and Fresno State 4th. McNeese, no surprise, is on top of the Southland, with Southeastern Louisiana sitting 2nd. Prairie View A&M leads the SWAC, with Florida A&M in 2nd. Louisiana is on top of the Sun Belt, with Texas State 2nd. Troy ULM and South Alabama are all tied for third, with JMU tied for second. Tied for sixth, excuse me. St. Mary's and San Diego are tied atop the West Coast Conference right now, with LMU sitting in a tie for third. Binghamton sits atop America East with Bryant sitting in second, which is shocking that UMBC is not on top right now. UMBC is not the same team of old as we've known them in the recent memory. St. Joseph's is on top of the Atlantic 10 with St. Louis second, Dayton third. Eastern Kentucky sits atop the Atlantic Sun by a healthy margin. Yale is on top of the Ivy League. Marist is on top of the MAAC with Iona in second and Canisius third. Howard is on top of the MEAC with Morgan State right behind them in second. St. Francis is steamrolling through the Northeast Conference. Eastern Illinois is on top of the Ohio Valley with Lindenwood and SEMO, Southeast Missouri, tied for second. Chattanooga is on top of the SoCon, the Southern Conference, with Mercer in second, and UNCG and Samford are tied for third. And lastly, in the Summit League, South Dakota State's on top with Omaha in second. So that was the conference standings. Let's move to the Week 11 schedule. No non-conference games to worry about, really, throughout the weekend. So we'll just start with Tuesday next week with Eastern Kentucky at Miami of Ohio for a doubleheader. That's a massive mid-major showdown right now. Basically, your A-Sun champ against your MAC champ. So that could be very interesting as it plays out. LSU will return their favor with a game at Louisiana down in Lafayette. The Commonwealth Cup clash will head to Blacksburg as Virginia will be at Virginia Tech. And then St. Francis has a chance to go to Penn State and pick up a very solid win for them. Moving to Wednesday, there's only a few games on Wednesday. Baylor at Utah is a very interesting one, as Baylor will be gearing up for BYU next weekend. Louisiana at McNeese, a very good chance. McNeese could do something special that we've known them for the past couple years and get a win over a very good team. And then the Battle of Florida between Florida State at Florida in Gainesville. So another budding in-state or another beautiful in-state rivalry in the non-conference. So now let's look at the series this weekend. You got Texas at Kansas, second versus fourth in the Big 12. Kentucky at Auburn, both looking to get some traction in the SEC. South Carolina at Florida. Washington at Cal. You would think Washington would sweep that, but I just don't know what Cal is capable of truly at this point. Alabama-Arkansas is a very good series. Georgia Tech-Virginia Tech at Virginia Tech is an intriguing series to a degree. Missouri at Georgia is a very interesting series. UCLA at Stanford. Virginia at Duke. Tulsa at Charlotte, a big one atop the American. Nebraska at Michigan, 2 versus 3 in the Big Ten. Campbell at UNC Wilmington, 2 against 3 in the CAA. Belmont at Southern Illinois, 1 versus 2 in the Missouri Valley. UNLV at Fresno State is a big one in the Mountain West. Texas State at ULM is a surprisingly intriguing matchup within the Sun Belt. Binghamton at UAlbany, as UAlbany sits 3rd right now in the American East Conference. St. Joseph's at Dayton is a big one between top three competitors in the Atlantic 10. Long Beach State at Cal Poly, 2 against 3 in the Big West. Princeton at Yale, 1 against 2 in the Ivy League. Iona at Marist, 1 against 2 in the MAAC. Howard at Morgan State, 1 versus 2 in the MEAC. St. Francis at LIU, 1 versus 2 in the Northeast Conference. Lindenwood at SEMO, or Southeast Missouri, so the two teams tied for second will go against each other. And then Mercer at Chattanooga, 2 against 1 in the SoCon. So, needless to say, there is a lot of jockeying within conferences, and a lot of these series are going to go a long ways towards determining a regular season champion and thus the number one seeds in their respective conference tournaments. It's going to be an exciting weekend, week of softball. As we get closer and closer to the mayhem. Stat leaders. Individual first, we'll start with CeCe Wong of Wichita State, sits third in the nation in batting average at .482. North Carolina's Alex Coleman sits fourth, .478. And Utah's Abby Dayton, fifth, .472. Nigeri Kanade leads the nation in ERA with a .46. Southern Illinois' Medea Groff, second, .73. Arkansas Pine Bluff's Kayla Adams, third, .98. Oklahoma State's Lexi Kilfoyle, fourth, with exactly one. And Texas State's Jessica Mullins, fifth, 1.06. Dartmouth's Jensen Hall leads the nation in strikeouts per seven innings at 11.3. Nigeri Kanade sits second, 11.2. Duke's Cassidy Curd, third, 11.1. Wichita State's Chloe Barber, fourth, 10.6. And Kentucky's Sydney Langdon, fifth, 10.2. Jessica Mullins also leads the nation in wins with 22. Medea Groff right behind her in second with 21. Delaware's Emily Winburn and Coastal Carolina's Rayleigh Bravum are tied for third with 19. And there's eight players tied for fifth with 18 victories on the season. Miami of Ohio's Jenna Golombewski leads the nation slugging percentage with a 1.131. Her teammate Carly Spade second, 1.095. Duke's Claire Davidson sits third with exactly one. Rutgers' Morgan Smith sits fourth with a .993. And the third Miami of Ohio player on this list, Kate Kobayashi, sits fifth with exactly a .99. Shaylin Govan of Baylor leads the nation in on-base percentage with .591. Notre Dame's Karina Gaskin second, .578. Florida's Corby Otis third, .577. CeCe Wong fourth, .572. And Jada Coleman of Oklahoma fifth, .565. Grand Canyon's Ashley Trierweiler leads the nation in hits with 66. Alex Coleman of North Carolina, Gabby Herrera of Nevada, Sophie Knight of Boise State, and Paige Rocha of SIU Edwardsville are all tied for second with 65. Carly Spade leads the nation in home runs with 25. Jenna Golombewski sits second with 24. Morgan Smith sits third with 19. And Georgia Tech's Mallory Black and Ball State's Michaela Timmons are tied for fourth with 18. Golombewski also leads the nation in RBIs with 65. Morgan Smith second with 63. Texas's Reese Atwood third with 61. Gabby Herrera fourth with 59. And Mallory Black fifth with 57. And Nigeri Kanade still leads the nation in strikeouts with 195. Brooklyn Schroyer of Fairleigh Dickinson, or FDU, has moved all the way up to second in the nation with 179. Auburn's Maddie Penta sits third, 178. Maryland's Courtney Wick jumps into the top five in fourth with 174. And Texas A&M Corpus Christi's Primrose Aholile and Western Michigan's Risa Bajuz sit tied for fifth with 166 strikeouts on the season. So give me one second, and we will get to the team statistic leaders in the nation. Starting with batting average, Oklahoma is leading the nation in batting average with .379, Texas second .369, Miami of Ohio third .362, Virginia Tech fourth .36, and North Carolina fifth .357. Tennessee leads the nation in ERA at 1.45, Duke second 1.49, Boston University third 1.49, Oklahoma fourth 1.65, and Stanford fifth 1.65. Oklahoma leads the nation in fielding percentage at .985, Omaha, Arizona, Oklahoma State, and Seton Hall are all tied for second at .981. Miami of Ohio leads the nation in homers per game with 2.97. Virginia Tech second, 2.24. Oklahoma third, 2.02. Georgia Tech fourth, 1.73. And Tennessee fifth, 1.64. Miami of Ohio also leads the nation in runs per game with 9.39. Oklahoma second, 8.45. Virginia Tech third, 8.27. Florida fourth, 8.11. And Florida State fifth, 7.76. The Red Hawks of Miami of Ohio also lead the nation in slugging percentage at .756. Oklahoma 2nd, .692, Virginia Tech 3rd, .672, Florida 4th, .611, and Nevada 5th, .606. Arkansas Pine Bluff leads the nation in strikeout-to-walk ratio at 5.08. Auburn 2nd, 4.73, Tennessee 3rd, 4.63. Stanford 4th, 4.61, and Morgan State 5th, 4.2. Lastly, Oklahoma leads the nation in walks with 220. Florida sits 2nd, 188. Miami of Ohio 3rd, 185. Mississippi State 4th, 182. And Florida Atlantic 5th, 181. So that's everything I have for you this week. Again, I'm sorry I missed last week. Things just didn't work out last week with how I was recording, so it was unfortunate, but it happened, so not a huge deal or anything, but should be back on schedule this week. Plenty, like I said, mentioned in the schedule for the week, it's plenty of great series that are going to determine conference champions, regular season, and maybe even tournament. So, there's plenty of softball to be watched across the nation this weekend. Hopefully, there's good weather and not many, shall we say, inclement weather problems this weekend. Because we want to get in as many of these games as possible this week, or this week and weekend. So enjoy the softball this week. We should have another episode again for you next week, provided things don't go off the rails or whatnot, or unforeseen circumstances. But anyway, I hope you've enjoyed today's episode. Thank you for listening. Have a great week, everybody. This is your main man, Tyler, signing off with the Around the Bases podcast. Thank you, and good night.